of Natural Resources Board this week approved having a crossbow season run concurrent with the nearly four-month-long archery season. The approval also expands crossbow use beyond elderly or disabled hunters. Anthony Schmidt is a co-owner of La Crosse Archery in Onalaska. He says the change has fired up hunters.
Crossbow sales are going nuts, maybe 200 or 300% further than it was last year, and last year was crazy. But even compound sales are up, you know, so that tells you that our industry is growing.
Crossbow use has been somewhat controversial, though, due to perceptions that they're as accurate and powerful as rifles. Schmidt says that's not always the case.
You know, there are some compound crossbows now that you can shoot consistently at a pie plate at 100 yards or even 120 yards, but that's such a small percentage of these bows. You're going to spend $2,000 easily in order to obtain that kind of accuracy.
Bill Herman of Chippewa Falls has been bow hunting for 50 years. He says that accuracy is a huge advantage over traditional bows, and he expects high deer kills to eventually lead to shorter crossbow seasons. But Herman says he doesn't expect many bow hunters to cross over to crossbows just because they can.
The people that are in archery are dedicated archers. They're not going to be using crossbows. The people that are going to be using crossbows are the people that don't want to put in the time and the effort to learn how to shoot a bow.
Wisconsin's crossbow and archery season starts September 13th. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.